Bhagavan Sri Krishna Janmashtami Utsav Ki Jai. The reading from Hari Vamsa Purana, Volume 3, describing something about Krishna's Janma Utsav from Chapter 2. And similar to Garga Samhita, this Vyasadeva who compiled Hari Vamsa Purana, he's explaining that once after Devaki was pregnant, he was meeting with his ministers and he advised them, text 3 of chapter 2, Devaki cha grihe gupta prachaner api rakshita swairam charatu vishrabda garba kale tu rakshatam. He told his ministers, you can allow Devaki to move freely in her own apartment, but she should be well guarded by my men. However, when she becomes pregnant, she should be placed under our full control. So we heard in Garga Samhita that Kamsa has surrounded the palace of Vasudeva and Devaki with 10,000 soldiers to prevent their escape. So there in Garga Samhita, it describes that they were living, and they even gave birth to the first child while they were in the palace. Now, a question can be asked that Devaki gave birth to 6 sons and they were all killed by Kamsa. So why were they killed? Because everything is arranged by Krishna, especially in his Leela. This is his personal Leela. And there he's eternal associates, Vasudeva and Devaki. So who were these? What was the previous life of these 6 sons? Why were they killed immediately at birth? So Harivamsa Purana, Vyasadeva describes that formerly living in Patala Loka, there were 6 demons that were collectively called Shatagarbha. These demons were very powerful and they possessed strength equal to that of the demigods. These 6 sons, they were the sons of Kalanemi, and they were very powerful during battle. They also worship Lord Brahma, like their grandfather Hiranyakashipu. These Shatagarbhas, they underwent extreme austerities. And then Brahma came to offer them a benediction. And they said, this is what we want. Please, O Brahma, bless us that we cannot be destroyed by the demigods or the snakes. May we never become influenced by the curses of the sages. And make sure that we won't be killed by yakshas, gandharvas, siddhas, or charnas, or any human beings. Brahma smiled and said, whatever you have asked for will be granted. When their grandfather, Hiranyakashipu, had heard that the Shatagarbhas had taken this benediction, he became very angry. And Hiranyakashipu said to his grandsons, the Shatagarbhas, why have you approached Brahma for benedictions instead of me? Now you have lost my affection. From now on you are like my enemy, so I reject you. When you will next appear in the womb of your mother, you will be killed by your father one by one. All of you who are known as great demons are called the Shatagarbha. You will all be born from the womb of Devaki. At that time, Kamsa, who will be your father, Kalanemi, in his next birth, will kill you one by one. So this curse is being spoken by their grandfather, Hiranyakashipu, to the Shatagarbha demons. And so their father, Kalanemi, in his next life he became Kamsa, and according to the prediction of Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa dutifully killed them. So, type of a flashback, it's telling here in Harivamsa Purana that Lord Vishnu was remembering this incident, and he immediately went to Patal Loka, where these 6 demons, the Shatagarbha, were doing austerities in the water. And they were all fast asleep by the influence of Nidra, Devi. Lord Vishnu entered their bodies and forcibly took away their souls and handed them to Nidra Devi, the predominating deity of sleep. And then Vishnu ordered Nidra Devi, who was one of his Shaktis actually, take these spirit souls to the house of Devaki and put them one by one in the womb of Devaki. So then Vishnu went on to narrate to Nidra Devi. He said, listen, O Devi, Nidra Devi, you will achieve good fortune. There is the wife of the coward man Nanda named Yashoda. You will be born as the daughter of Yashoda on the ninth day during the fortnight of the waning moon in the month of Bhadra. You will appear as my sister, and to effect the destruction of Kansa, we will be transferred from one mother to another. I will be under the care of Mother Yashoda, and you will take shelter of Devaki. Kamsa will catch hold of your legs, Nidra Devi, and try to smash you against the floor. Your complexion will be similar to mine, which is black, but your face will look fair, similar to that of my brother Balaram. You'll be dressed in a fine blue silk sari and chadar. You will carry a flag that will be adorned with the peacock feathers, and wear armlets that will also be decorated with peacock feathers. After this, you will take a vow of remaining unmarried and go to the heavenly planets. Then Indra will perform your abhishek and accept you as his sister. You will become famous by the name Kaushiki. Then Indra, the king of the demigods, will allot you a permanent place in the Vindhya mountains, and you will be worshipped in this world in 1,000 places. O Nidra Devi, you will have the power to assume any form at will. Anyone who prays to you for material benefit will achieve success. People will worship you on Nomi with preparations made of honey, and vegetarian food will be your favorites. If anyone offers his obeisances to you, he can easily have all his desires fulfilled. You will become the protector of those who may be stuck in a difficult situation, or who are about to drown in the ocean, or are captured by thieves or plunderers. Anyone who glorifies you by reciting these statements will never be out of my sight, nor will I be out of his. So this is the Krishna's sister who was born as a daughter of Mother Yashoda shortly after Krishna appeared. And she was carried by Vasudeva back to Mathura. So she has many names: Kaushiki, Nidra Devi, Durga, Narayani Devi, Katyayani, Vindhyavasini. These are all names given here. Also, she's given the name Arya, Devi, Brahmacharini, and the mother of Kartikeya. These are names mentioned here in chapter 2 and 3. Of Harivamsa Purana by Srila Vyasadeva. There's a whole chapter about her glories. Chapter 3 is the glories of Narayani Devi. And this is just some of the... It says that you are Jaya Vijaya Pushti Tushti Shamandaya. You always dress in a blue silk sari. These are actually different energies of Krishna. Daya, compassion, shama, forbearance or forgiveness, tushti satisfaction, pushti nourishment, vijay, victory, and jaya, victory. These are energies of the Lord. So this prayer is there glorifying Krishna's sister. And she has many forms, and she has three eyes. She resides Narayani Devi or Durga. Katyayani, Kaushiki, Brahmacharini, Vindhyadevi, etc. She resides on the peak of mountains, in rivers, within caves, in forests, and in gardens. Her flag is decorated with a peacock feather, and she loves the sound of a bell. So you'll see, whenever you go into a Durga temple, there's usually so many bells. So if you want to make Durga happy, then you should ring all the bells in the Durga temple. Durga or Narayani Devi, Katyayani Devi, Brahmacharini, or Nidra Devi, etc., the various names of Krishna's sister born of Yashoda. She's always surrounded by animals like hens, which means chickens, goats, sheep, lions, and tigers. She carries a trident and spear in her hands. She represents Nomi in the fortnight of the waning moon each month, and she represents the Ekadasi of the waxing moon each month, Shukla Ekadasi. Says she is very fond of quarreling. The daughter of Nanda. She possesses a sweet smell, but she's very tough in behavior. She moves around in the evening and she is the form of night. Her hair is always scattered. It says in 1 verse 16 in chapter 3 that she is Brahma Vadin Yato Diksha. You are the form of spiritual initiation. And among all the stars, you are the Nakshatra Rohini. Of course, Krishna was born under the Rohini Nakshatra. So that's a very beautiful glorification. So this Nidra Devi, or Kaushiki, or Narayani, is also known as Parvati. It says that you alone give protection at time of war, when there's a fire in someone's house, on the banks of rivers, or in a dangerous or fearful situation, and you are the one who gives protection. So Vaishampayan Vyas is praying to Parvati, or Nidra Devi, please save me from all sinful reactions and show your mercy upon me. Then it's told here in text 29 and 30 of Hari Vamsa Purana, the glories of Narayani Devi, Krishna's sister. O Narayani Devi, O sister of Lord Krishna, daughter of Mother Yashoda, within 3 months you surely fulfill all the desires of a person who recites this beautiful prayer spoken by me and recorded by Vyasadeva every morning with a pure and controlled mind. So that's a benediction. It's called Falshruti, reciting this Narayani Devi Mahima. And it goes on to say that Narayani assumes any form she desires in order to award benedictions to her worshippers.